In the last few years, the issue of sexual assault has been a major focus for universities around the nation. The University of Alaska Fairbanks is no exception. University officials recently visited UAF's Northwest Campus in Nome to discuss the issue. KNOM's Emily Russell reports.
To spark discussion on the issue of sexual assault, UAF's Northwest Campus recently screened the documentary The Hunting Ground. The film opens with a rolling orchestral soundtrack that calls to mind university quads and collegiate culture. In the opening sequence, home video shows students react to hearing they've been accepted to their top choice schools. Most of the students are young women, and most of the schools are big-name universities like Notre Dame or Harvard. It's inspiring, but not at all familiar. In Nome, university culture couldn't be more different. UAF's Northwest Campus is a community college that mainly serves non-traditional students. It offers mostly one-credit courses like cusbuck sewing and caribou hide tanning. UAF's interim chancellor, Mike Powers, made the trip from Fairbanks to screen the film. After the closing credits, he opened the room up for public discussion.
What can we do to help support the community, the Northwest Campus, on prevention, on how large an issue is it, on anything we should be aware of?
But the room remained silent. The issue of sexual assault is huge in Alaska. 37% of women in Alaska have been sexually assaulted in their lifetime. That's according to the Alaska Victimization Survey conducted by UAA's Justice Center. In the Nome Census area, from Shishmaref over to Zavunga and down to Stebbins, 31% of women are victims of sexual assault. Mae Marsh is UAF's Title IX coordinator.
If the university can't do something to change this mindset, who can?
Marsh says the university can encourage a stronger stance against sexual assault.
If you come to the university and there's a standard that says this is not acceptable behavior, and if you demonstrate this type of behavior, you will be expelled from our community or you will be suspended. And so it sets a new standard.
But the push for the university to lead the way doesn't quite translate at UAF's Northwest Campus in Nome. Its transient and non-traditional student body makes sweeping changes harder to carry out. Bob Metcalf, the director of UAF's Northwest Campus, says the campus is following in the footsteps of the community.
They're ahead of the campus with Green Dot and equity and social justice. So we see our role as supporting them.
Green Dot is just one of the ways the community is confronting sexual assault. The statewide initiative encourages people to speak out against violence. It's already been introduced at Nome Public Schools. Local parent Dana Handlin has two kids in college. She says talking about sexual assault before kids leave for college is a good thing.
You know, most kids grow up with all the kids they go to school with are almost siblings by the time they graduate.
Despite having both kids out of the house, Handlin was at the screening of The Hunting Ground to educate herself. She says for kids who grew up in bush communities, the transition to college can be traumatic.
Rural communities need to start this much sooner than just, okay, let's make sure you watch this as orientation in college, because they're already bombarded with, how am I going to find my class? Where is this building?
UAF's interim chancellor Mike Powers and Title IX coordinator Mae Marsh offered updates and answered questions for locals in the audience like Handlin. But there was a clear disconnect. The differences between battles being fought on campus in Fairbanks and throughout the community in Nome highlighted their different priorities. Without an action plan in place, UAF officials boarded a plane out of Nome that same evening, leaving the community to continue its uphill battle against sexual assault. I'm Emily Russell in Nome.